Have you ever had this happen? You're browsing the internet, searching for the perfect solution to a problem that you've been working on for weeks. You stumble upon a website that promises to have exactly what you need, and you click on the link only to be greeted by a cluttered, confusing mess of information. Frustrated and overwhelmed, you quickly hit the back button and continue to search elsewhere. If you've ever found yourself in a similar situation, you know how crucial that initial impression can be. That's why today we're delving into the world of above-the-fold content, the digital storefront of your online business. So join me as we uncover the secrets to crafting captivating above-the-fold experiences that not only grab attention, but also drive conversations like never before. Welcome to the E-Commerce Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Kiri Saunders. When we started this business, all I had was a couch, a laptop, and a nine-month-old. My main goal? To help others. Now, with over 20 years in the e-commerce building industry, and even more than that in web development, I have seen a lot. I love breaking down the hard tech into easily understandable bits to help others be successful in their online business. Whether you're a seasoned e-commerce veteran or just starting out, you've come to the right place. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of e-commerce together. Welcome back to another episode of the E-Commerce Made Easy podcast. So today we're delving into a crucial aspect of website optimization, and that is above-the-fold content. So whether you're a seasoned e-commerce veteran or just stepping into the digital arena, understanding above-the-fold content can be a game changer for your website's success. So first, though, let's clarify what above-the-fold content actually means. In the realm of the web design, above the fold refers to the portion of the webpage that is visible without scrolling down at all. We've talked about this a few times on our podcast episodes already, and it's the prime real estate of your website, the first impression that visitors encounter when they land on your page. Just like a captivating headline grabs an attention on a newspaper back in the day, if you happen to remember those, your above-the-fold content sets the tone for your entire website experience. So it's very vital to have this part right. So let's continue on into why above-the-fold content is so crucial to your online business. Well, let's imagine this scenario. A potential customer visits your site seeking a specific product or service. They're eager to explore what you have to offer, but they're greeted by cluttered or uninspiring above-the-fold content section. They're likely to hit the dreaded back button faster than you can say lost opportunity. Am I right? I'm sure you've probably done this before yourself. I know I have. Your above the fold content serves as a virtual storefront, enticing visitors to step inside and explore further. Like I said, it's their first impression, and we all know that first impressions are very important. And it's your chance to make a memorable impression and guide your users seamlessly through their journey on your website. So now let's discuss some key strategies for optimizing your above-the-fold content to maximize your conversions. So first and foremost, clarity is king. A confused mind says no. So we want to be clear, not clever. And this is something we've talked about in the podcast before. Let me say that again, clear, not clever. Your bold above-the-fold section should communicate your unique value proposition clearly and concisely. Visitors should immediately understand what your website offers and why they should choose your products and your services over the competition. So use compelling headlines and captivating visuals and persuasive copy to grab their attention and pique their curiosity. I find this super important when I'm browsing the web. If I land on a web page and I have no idea what they do or what they're selling, I don't have the time for that. I'm sure you're in the same place. So make sure that above the fold content is super clear. Now, next, we want to prioritize relevance and engagement. We want to tailor your above the fold content to resonate with your target audience's needs and preferences. So do some research here and find out what are they really looking for, and consider incorporating interactive elements such as call to action or product showcases to encourage a further exploration and interaction. Remember, the goal is to captivate the visitor and compel them to take action. whether it's making a purchase or signing up for your newsletter or contacting your business. Figure out what you want the customer journey to be and then make that a priority in your above the fold content. Another crucial aspect of above the fold content is optimizing the mobile responsiveness. I know in our podcast, we've talked many times about mobile and how important it is, and it comes very much into play with above the fold content too. But then the majority of our internet traffic is now from mobile devices, over 50%. So it is essential that your above the fold content looks and functions flawlessly across all screen sizes, whether it's a tablet, a laptop, a mobile phone, or a desktop. We want to make sure it looks great across all. We find a lot of our clients obviously will design for desktop first, and then they'll basically just shrink those elements down for mobile. Sometimes we don't want to do that and it doesn't work great. So make sure you're looking at your mobile content from a fresh set of eyes, not a set of eyes that's like, does this look like a smaller version of my desktop site? We want to make sure it's engaging and great for mobile view only. So you want to invest in this and invest in the design principles that are really going to make this super effective. It's very, very important. I know for me, sometimes I'll do a quick search on my phone and I'll find websites that I like, and then I'll go visit them on my desktop device because I personally don't like to shop or do things too heavy on my phone. I'm so much faster on a desktop. So if we didn't have a great mobile view of your above the fold content to begin with on your website, I might not go to my desktop and look at your website. I probably go find something else. I'm sure you're very similar in this because I know so many people are very impatient when it comes to the information we're getting anymore. You also want your primary CTA or call to action above the fold too. So we talked a little bit earlier about what do we want your customers to do? Do we want them to subscribe to your newsletter? Do you want them to contact you for more information and have that really readily available? Do you want to showcase some of your top products or services? So, and you want them to maybe find out more information about it. So make sure your primary call to action is at the top of your page above the fold. Also, in episode 47, we talk about website speed, why it's important and how to improve it. And I can't stress this enough. And this is especially important for above the fold content. Users shouldn't have to wait for your most important content to be visible and usable. So make sure you listen to episode 47, which also links to our Web Core Vitals episode, which also goes into the usability of your website when it comes to website speed. So if you haven't listened to episode 47, I highly recommend you go back and check that out because it has some great nuggets in it. And finally, don't overestimate the power of testing and iteration on your website. So we go over this in episode 8, which I know is one of our first episodes, but I have a really great checklist there in the show notes to help you effectively test your website. I go into many different details that you may not think of on your own. So make sure you go to episode 8. As always, our show notes are in your podcast if you're listening to it there, or you can go to ecommercemadeeasypodcast.com/8 to get episode 8. And we want to be continuously monitoring the performance of your above the fold content, especially and through analytics. And if you have the ability to do A/B testing, that also works great as well. That's a little bit more techy and a little bit more advanced to do. So if that feels overwhelming to you, don't worry about it. You can just still do your testing without A/B testing. You can experiment with different layouts. You can experiment with messaging strategy. You can experiment with visual elements to identify which ones resonate the most effectively with your audience. So by embracing a culture of optimization and refinement, you can fine-tune your above-the-fold content to drive maximum conversions and elevate your online business to new heights. I can't stress this enough, but if you're not testing something and you're not really keeping an eye on conversions and your metrics that you have set, you're never going to improve them. And we'll be going into this more in other episodes, but having certain things that you're measuring and testing and keeping an eye on, whether it's weekly or monthly, was going to help you really greatly improve on what you're trying to do. All right, so that wraps up today's episode on mastering above the fold content. I hope you gained some valuable insights into the importance of optimizing the critical aspect of your website and learn actionable strategies for enhancing your above the fold content. As always, if you have any questions or feedback, please don't hesitate to reach out to us at podcast@bcsengineering.com because we love hearing from our listeners. And if you enjoyed this episode, no matter whether you're listening on a podcast app or on our YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe to our podcast, E-Commerce Made Easy Podcast, on your preferred platform so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. And don't forget to share it with your fellow online business owners who are eager to level up their website conversions as well. Join us next time as we dive more into great tips for keeping your website in tip-top shape and converting awesome. Until then, we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. This week's episode is sponsored by a search engine optimization mini course, our free online digital course that teaches e-commerce and website owners how to level up their search engine rankings with some simple, doable steps. Join us at www.ecommercemadeeasypodcast.com/SEO mini course. Again, that is ecommercemadeeasypodcast.com/SEO mini course. Now back to this week's episode.